Pearl the Unicorn felt full of sunshine as she pranced down to the pond. It was a magical morning, and she had the coolest idea ever. She was going to use her magic to make crunchy apples appear. She wanted to share them with her best friends in the whole wide kingdom, Tweet and Olive. Her friend Tweet was a firebird. She was small and fast and loved to play tricks, even if they weren't really funny. Her friend Olive was an ogre. She was strong and brave, and she loved to eat. She once ate an entire bowl of tomato soup, including the bowl. Both of her best friends absolutely loved apples, even more than Pearl did. "Flying flapjacks," said Pearl. "I can't wait to begin." "Let's see," she muttered. "How does the magic go? Toss, wiggle, wiggle. I'm sure that's right. Here goes." She tossed her head and wiggled. A puff of pink sparkles exploded into the air. Then, a giant pink teddy bear fell from the sky. "Oops," said Pearl. "That's not an apple. But maybe Olive will like it anyway. I'll try toss, toss, wiggle." She tossed her head twice and wiggled. A shower of bright pink buttons fell on top of her. "Oops. Oh, why can't I get it to work?" asked Pearl with a stamp of her hoof. She shook herself free of the buttons. "Come on, magic. I want to make some apples." She was about to try again when something tugged her tail. Pearl jumped high in the air. "Hopping hats! It's a goblin!" she cried. When Pearl landed on the ground, she looked around, but nobody was there. Then something tugged her tail again. Tug, tug. "It's two goblins," she gasped. Pearl looked under her, but again, nobody was there. Tug, tug, tug. "Great goats!" Pearl threw her front hooves in the air. "Three of them! Go away, goblins, or I'll turn you into frogs!" She looked to her right. She looked to her left. Tug, 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 tug. "Purple potatoes, help!" Pearl spun around on the spot, swishing her tail with a snap. Something small and orange spun through the air and bounced behind the teddy bear.
"Ha-ha, tricked you," it said.
It wasn't four goblins after all. It was Pearl's friend, Tweet, the firebird. "Bouncing bananas! Tweet, I almost turned you into a frog!" Tweet flapped her wings.
"Not goblin, I'm Tweet."
Pearl laughed. "I can see that. Guess what, Tweet?"
"What?"
"I'm going to make a crunchy treat for you and Olive."
"With magic?"
Tweet asked. Pearl nodded.
"No!"
Tweet squawked.
"No magic! No magic! No, no, none!"
"Why not?"
"Pink feathers!"
Tweet exclaimed and tossed her crest.
"Remember?"
Pearl remembered the time she tried to give Tweet a magical makeover. Her feathers had turned pink and then fallen out. Poor Tweet had to wait until they grew back. She had hated being bald.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.